Morning. Today's daf in Pesachim is Tzadi. We are in Pei Tes Amud Beis. We are starting today towards the bottom of the Amud with the words Amar Ula. And I'm sorry, let's go back a little bit. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay. We are talking here about registration over the Karban Pesach, and that's going to be the first topic that's going to cover the entirety of the Amud Aleph today. A little bit complex in terms of the structure of the Gemara, but the point of the Gemara actually is very straightforward. It's gonna take a little while just to get to the trying to make the Gemara's point. But anyway, Tanu Rabbanan. So let's start off with the Braisa. Hamemana Acher Mimo, right? It's a second wide line on Pei Tes Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Hamemana Acher Mimo Apitcho VeAchik Gaso. So let's say you're gonna register other people of your Karban Pesach, meaning you forwarded the money, you fronted the money, you purchased yourself for yourself a Karban Pesach, and no other people want to join you. So they're going to register. And as we pointed out, registration, aside from the paperwork, which I'm sure didn't exist at the time, but registration came in the form of money. In other words, they paid money in order to participate now as part and parcel of your Karban Pesach. So to register over your Karban Pesach and your Chagiga, presumably here we're talking about the Chagigas Yedalit that comes together in conjunction with the Karban Pesach. So Ma'u Shabiyad Chulin. So now the money that he gets. Now, if you think about it, it really is it's an important point and it's an interesting point. Meaning, so he fronted all the money for the carbon. So that means that the money he already spent on this carbon is now going to be transferred over to the carbon, meaning the carbon itself is going to have the Kedusha's carbon, and the money that he already spent is going to now be Yotzei L'chulin. Okay, good. So now this animal is a carbon. So somebody now wants to buy into this animal. So if you thought about it for just a moment, so what are you buying into? Meaning the animal already is a carbon. Right. And generally speaking, the way we look at Kedusha, it's typically a binary process, meaning either it is a carbon or it's not a carbon. And if it's a carbon already, so what are they buying into? Okay. So it's an important point, and it's really going to be what we're spending a lot of time discussing today. But right now, just to say over the braisa, nice and simple, and that is that when somebody comes along and says, hey, I want to participate in your carbon, and the response is great, no problem at all. So he's going to give you some money, and that money now is chulin money. Even though now he has a chelik in the carbon. And it begs the question, what transfer was there? Okay, so we're going to answer that question later. So anyway, but the money that you have right now in your hand is chulin. But let's contrast that now. Let's say you have a carbon ola. Let's say you have a carbon shlamim. And somebody wants to buy in on that. So loss of a loklum, he's done absolutely nothing. And as far as the money's concerned, so the money now is going to go to the nedava. There are a total of 13 different shofaros, pushkas in the base of Mikdash, where monies go in, and the remaining six of them are all for Ketzam Mizbeach. If you're following me, good. If not, wait till we get to the Masechtas of Tamid and Midos. Truth of the matter is that in Shkalim, which happens to be the next Masechta, we're going to be discussing this point as well. Anyway, but the point is that the money is going to be going to communal carbonos. And we're going to come back and discuss that money in just a moment. Now, v'chime achad loss of a loklum, we're going to be discussing it right now. V'chime achad loss of a loklum, the Gemara says, now I don't understand. When you try to sell the ola, when you try to sell the shlamim, the sale is just simply not a sale. So amai yiplu linadava. So then, why is the money going to the pushkas that are going to be applied towards the communal carbonos? So and it doesn't make sense. There was no transfer. There's no kedusha. The money has no kedusha whatsoever. Meaning that when you try to buy somebody's ola or somebody's shlamim, it simply creates no chalos. There's no status whatsoever. So why is the money now going to the nedava? So I'm a rava. So the Gemara gives the answer, and that is kenasa. Oh, the reason why is because of a kenas. In other words, a punitive fine that is imposed on the person from trying to buy into somebody's carbon. Meaning he shouldn't have tried to buy into a carbon. If he wanted to bring a carbon, so here's what he should have done. He should have brought his own carbon. Meaning he should have taken a chulin animal, purchased the animal, and imbued that animal with kedusha. That's what he should have done. The fact that he's now trying to piggyback on somebody else's carbon, that's incorrect. And so therefore, in order to slap him on the wrist and make sure he doesn't do it again, so he doesn't get his money back, which is what in principle should happen, but rather the money now is going to go towards the base of Mikdash and lesson learned. And he's not going to try that again. Good. Umay kol shein. Now we say that the money that he gives to try to buy into a carbon ola or a carbon shlamim, so it's not going to work. And the Bryce's language is kol shein. It's not going to work at all. So alpha gav de lo havishavu ella arba. Let's say that the ola shlamim was, let's say, worth a total of four. V'yavu lechamishin, he gave five. Afilo ba'yisera nami kansu rabbanan. The kanas chachamim, to make sure that he doesn't do it again, the slap on the wrist that he gets is going to be so intense that it's even going to, it's going to be even if he spends more than the actual value of the carbon that he tries to buy into. Okay. Second part of the brisa is the part where it was a low hurdle. We cleared it really easily. And that is that if you're trying to buy into somebody's carbon ola, carbon shlamim, it simply doesn't work. And even if you spend more money than what it's worth, it doesn't work. And the fact that the money goes now to the Kesa Mizbech, it goes to the Shofros, that is a Kenas D'Rabbanan. So the second half of the Brisa is for the most part easy to understand. In fact, we completed it. It's the first half of the Brisa now where it's going to be a little bit complicated. Because in the first half of the Brisa, you bought for yourself a carbon Pesach, and now you imbued it with Kedusha, and people want to buy in, so they do buy in. And now the money that you received is going to be chulin money. Okay, so the Gemara now wants to know, how does that work? The question is really simple. How does that work? Let's see the Gemara articulate the question. Do our colleagues in Bavel, so do they know how to explain this? So the person was already separating this as a carbon Pesach. It already has the status of a carbon Pesach. And now another person is setting aside money in order so that he can buy into a carbon Pesach. And so now when you hand the person over your money, so in order for a Kedusha money, money that's Hektesh, in order for it to become Chulin, so there needs to be a transfer. That's rule number one. Whenever you are trying to buy a carbon with money that's Hektesh, so you are now, you need it to transfer onto something. But the carbon itself already now is imbued in total with the Kedusha of carbon Pesach. So when someone hands over Hektesh money and the Brisa says, oh, don't worry, the money is going to become Chulin, where was the transfer? It's a really strong question. So Hektesh chal al Hektesh. You know, the Brisa says that the money is Chulin. Now, how does that happen? Good. So that's a really strong question, and the Gemara needs an answer, and here we go. Now, the answer will take the entirety of this Amud up until the Mishnah in order to answer the question, and the Gemara over here is assuming that we know a lot of information before we answer the question. So let's cover just some basic information that we're going to need to know. First of all, there is a Shita of Rebbe, which we're going to see in just a little bit of time for now, where Rebbe says the following. You have a carbon Pesach, and people want to buy into the carbon Pesach. So you selling your shares of the carbon Pesach for other people who want to buy in. So what can you do with those shares when people are buying in? So according to the Shita of Rebbe, which we're going to see later on, you can sell shares of your carbon Pesach, and you can do with that money whatever you want. You want to buy a nice new suit for Pesach? You can do that with the money. Okay? It happens to be that it's, according to Rebbe, It's a great way to create some side income by selling shares of your carbon Pesach. I don't get the impression, and the Gemara certainly does not say this. Can you sell more than its actual value? It sounds that way. I'm not sure about that, but whatever. Regardless, the point is that according to Rebbe, which we're going to see later in the sugya, so Rebbe says that you can sell shares in the carbon Pesach even for your own private use. Okay. That's one point that we need to go over. In fact, we just went over it. Okay, the other point, which is definitely more complex, is a Mishnah in Temura. This Mishnah in Temura is extraordinarily critical for this entire discussion. And if we can, just join me, please, as we're going to take a look at the Mishnah in Temura itself. Now, the Gemara happens not to quote the Mishnah in Temura until halfway down in the Amud. So we're just going to skip now for just a moment to look at this Mishnah in Temura as it becomes critical to the understanding of what's going on over here. So the Mishnah Temura discusses the following. You could see it three lines down after the lines get wide. Right? The last words in the line are Rebbe Oshia. First words in the line is did none. So here the Mishnah says as follows. Anasala Mukdashim Be'asnana. So let's say that what you gave to the Zona was an animal which was already a carbon. Okay, so we know Parsha Pasuk and Parsha Kisetze says that if you were to give a woman an animal as payment for services rendered, we're talking about the woman being a prostitute. So that animal now has the status of being what's called an esnan. And an esnan cannot be brought as a carbon. Also, there's something called mechir kelev. That's an exchange for a dog. But anyway, we're focusing right now on the esnan. So the simple example of this would be is that you contract a prostitute. Now, obviously, it goes without saying, but let's just say it. Torah in no way, shape, or form is condoning that kind of behavior. It's just simply the Torah's acknowledgement that people do behave this way, that if you contract a prostitute and you pair with an animal, that animal is going to have the status of an esnan, and therefore it's going to be barred and banned from being brought as a carbon on the base of Mikdash. It's disqualified for being an esnan. However, let's say for services rendered, so you pay the zona a actual carbon. You pay her a carbon. That's what the Mishnah in Tumor is dealing with. So Nasalam Mukdashim Esnan, so he gave her a carbon, so Arelu Mutarin, so it's not going to have the status of Esnan. And really, the truth of the matter is, if you think about it, it makes sense. Because what are you giving her a value? It already is a carbon. It doesn't have any value to her. So you can use it, she could use it as a carbon. I mean, it's not her carbon, but anyway. Ofos techulin hare elu asurin. And if you give her a bird that's a chulin bird, that's going to be asur. Now, shahaya bedin. Now, at this point in time, the rest of the Mishnah, we don't need to do it right now, but I will highlight the following. The rest of the Mishnah says, and how do I know that? So the Gemara has a drasha in terms of how I know that. Now, had it not been for the drasha, so it sounds like that that the default position is that the animal is going to have an esnan status. That's what it sounds like from that Mishnah. Now again, the conclusion is that the animal, the carbon that you give her, is not going to have an esnan status, but it's only because of a drasha. And what it therefore sounds like is that that minus the drasha, it's going to have a status of being an esnan. Meaning that vis-a-vis the woman who has received this animal, there is a certain amount of value that she actually is getting in the animal. Now, how does that work? Meaning, how are we understanding the Mishnah and Temura? Okay, so on that Mishnah and Temura, so there is going to be a statement made by Rabbi Yoshia, which we're going to get to, and there's going to be now Abai's comment on that statement. So like I said, the entire sugya over here gets a little bit complicated, but right now, the things to remember, Shitas Rabbi, that when people buy into your Karban Pesach, so what you could do now is you could take that money and can use it for private needs, meaning the money is so chulin that you can make personal use out of it. And also there's that Mishnah in Temura. That Mishnah in Temura makes it sound like that had it not been for the drasha, the esnan carbon, the carbon that was given to a zona, would in fact have a status of being an esnan. But again, there's the drasha, but short of the drasha, it sounds like there is some value in the carbon. So, Amar Abaye. So had it not been for Rabbi Oshia's comment, and what I'm going to do right now, I know it sounds funny, but just to make the Gemara go a little bit smoother, is I'm just going to ignore what Rabbi Oshia's interpretation is, because we're going to come back to that later. And Abaye is saying, had it not been for his interpretation, which we're going to see later, in terms of how to understand that Mishnah in Temura, so hava mukmina lalahi b'kashim kalam. I would have given a very simple pshat in that Mishnah in Temura. And that is, how could it be that the default position is that a carbon handed over to the zona is going to be considered property of the zona? How can that be? And that without the drasha, the carbon itself would have the status of being an esnan. How could it be? So Abaye says, I would have said a really simple pshat. And that is that we're talking about kashim kalim. And Vali b'Rav Yosef Galili, Damer Kashim Kalam Mamon Balami. You know that Rav Yosef Galili is of the position that Kashim Kalam has the status of Mamon Balim. You go over to a woman, the Mishnah Kedushin. You go over to a woman and you're Mekadoshar with Shlamim, with anything that's that status of Kashim Kalam, the Kedushin is Chal, because it is considered your money. That is the sheet of Rav Yosef Galili. And I would have said the same thing in the Mishnah. Tumur says Abaye, that how is it that you're giving a carbon over to a zona and it's considered hers, and that it's going to now have the status of esnan, again, without the drasha? How does that all work? So Abaye says, I would have said a really simple pshat. And that is that the Mishnah is going like Rav Yosef Galili. And Rav Yosef Galili says, the kashim kalim is mamon balim. That's what I would have said in that Mishnah in Temura. Ava b'pesach l'mishari inish. But as far as the carbon pesach is concerned, so there is no retention whatsoever of the animal. But as far as the money is concerned, money is retained. Because when you set the money aside, that's why you're setting the money aside. Okay. Now, this I will explain a lot better. And that is as follows. Meaning, according to Rebbe, meaning this is a Abaye's understanding, but according to Rebbe, how is it that when somebody now goes ahead and gives you money to register as part and parcel of your Karban Pesach, how is it that money is going to Chulin? There really is one of two ways in which we could say it. In fact, the Gemara is going to entertain both of the ways in which we're going to say it. One way you could say it is that despite the fact that I was Makdish animals at Karban Pesach, but the Kedusha that I gave it was not a bona fide Kedusha. Now, I'm not really sure exactly how to say this, but I'm going to say it as simply as I can, and it certainly seems to be the simple understanding of the Gemara. I gave it a mild Kedusha. Now, I know that's really strange because, again, I go back to a point that we made earlier in today. Generally speaking, by Kedusha, it really is a binary event. Either it's Chulin or it's Kadosh. There typically is no gradation, there's no grace. But nevertheless, however, when it comes to the Karban Pesach, so one way you could say it is that the animal itself is not fully imbued with Kedusha, and consequently, when somebody goes ahead and gives you money, so now they are, the Kedusha of their money is transferring over into the Karban. That's one way you could say it. However, Abaye says, but I'm going to tell you, that's not how I'm going to say it. The way I'm going to say it is as follows. When you're Makdish a Karban Pesach, it has full Kedusha, period. Do you know why the money is Chulin? Because when people are Makdish their money, so they're Makdish their money with the understanding that, oh, we're not giving the money full Kedusha. All we're doing is just simply setting aside the money so that we could register over the Karban Pesach. That's Abaye's understanding of how all this works, according to the Shita of Rebbe. Ava, I want to read that again. Ava bepesach lo mishari inish. So when it comes to the Karban Pesach itself, so there's no shear, meaning there's no holding back. The Karban itself is a full-fledged Karban, and b'ma'oz v'adei mishari inish. But as far as the money is concerned, so that's where people are holding back, meaning it's the money that people set aside that don't have the full Kedusha. Because originally when they were mafresh, they understood that the money is not imbued with the full Kedusha. V'ha Rebbe hi, going according to the Shita Rebbe, mishum hachimah shubiyad d'chulin. That's why when you receive money from people who want to buy into your Karban Pesach, the money is chulin, because it's the money that is not imbued with the full Kedusha. All right, and the bepesach lo mishari inish, v'mos vadai mishari inish. Skip the parentheses. Debemaos, thank you. Debemaos vadai mishari inish. It's the money that people don't imbue with the full Kedusha. Okay. Vahid kamokila Rabbi Yoshe Karebi. And as far now as the Mishnah and Temura is concerned, so Rabbi Osha says that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi, lo mukmina lai anik Rabbi. But is Abaye talking? But I'm not going to say that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi, the bepesach lo mashari inish, because again, me and Rabbi Osha are fundamentally disagreeing about the Karban Pesach. I think that as far as the Karban Pesach is concerned, there's no withholding whatsoever. The Karban Pesach is imbued with full Kedusha. And therefore, you can't explain the Mishnah in Temura that what he handed over to the Zona was a Karban Pesach. Because the Karban Pesach is no different than any other Karban. Uvemaos Mishari Inish, I'm reading the parentheses, but the point is basically the same. Uvemaos Mishari Inish, the Mikariki Mafresh Lu, Adaita Dahaki Mafresh Lu. Okay, now, so what we have right now is the following. Abaye and Rav Oshi are arguing about how to explain the Mishnah in Temura. What's at the core of this debate between Abaye and Rav Oshia is really the extent in which they understand the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe says that when someone buys into your Karban Pesach, you could take that money and you could do with it whatever you want. That money is chulin lagamrei. Now, the truth of the matter is we knew this even before Rebbe, meaning we started with the Braisa this morning that told us that point, but Rebbe really hammers that point home because Rebbe says that you could take that money, you could do with that money whatever you want. So it comes out now that the money that you get in exchange for the Karban Pesach, that you fronted the money for, that you imbued with Kedusha, so that money is chulin. And again, now we're just going to quickly recap the two approaches in terms of how that money is chulin and how this affects how we're going to understand the Mishnah in Temura. So one way we're going to say it is as follows. And let's go over the Rav Oshia path. The Rav Oshia path of how to say it is that when you imbue the animal with Kedusha, you hold back some of the Kedusha. How does that work? Not sure. Doesn't matter. You're holding back some of the Kedusha. So when somebody takes their Hekdesh money and buys into the Karban, so there is going to now be a transfer of Kedusha from the money now into the animal, because they're actually transferring the Kedusha from the money into the animal, because you were Mishayer. You held back some of the Kedusha. That's Rav Oshia's understanding. With that understanding, you go to the Mishnah and Temurah. Good. The Mishnah and Temurah says that you pay for the Zona. How did you pay for the Zona? With the Karban Pesach. How does that work? So again, according to Rav Oshia, it works perfectly. Because the animal itself is not imbued with full Kedusha. There is shear, you withheld, and therefore, the status that goes into the animal is going to be a status of Esnan. Again, the Drasha tells us otherwise, but before the Drasha, the status is going to have Esnan, because you're Mishayer. That's all Rav Oshia's understanding. And Abaye says, no, that's not the correct understanding. The correct understanding of Rabbi is like this. When you are Makdish a Karban, a Karban Pesach, it has full Kedusha. If it has full Kedusha, how can somebody give you money for it? Buy into the Karban, and the money's Yotzei Lechulin. How does all that work? Meaning their money that they set aside, they were Makdish, they were Mafrish. So how does that work? How does the money become Chulin? So Abaye says, my explanation over here is actually really simple, because the animal itself has full Kedusha. And when somebody gives you the Hekdesh money, it's not Hekdesh money that they're giving you. Meaning they know fully well that there's nothing for the money to transfer onto. All they're doing is just simply buying in. They're registering. So they understand that the money over here is not Hekdesh. They were not mafresh the money in the classic sense that you're mafresh money to give a Kedusha. But rather, they're just simply buying in. That's the way Abaye understands it. Now when you go to the Mishnah Temurah, so that's why Abaye says, I can't explain the Mishnah Temurah that you're paying the Zona with the Karban Pesach. Because according to Abaye, in his understanding of Rebbe, the Karban and Pesach itself has full Kedusha. And therefore, there can't be any status of Esnan going into the Karban, because the Karban itself is a full-fledged Karban. So then what are you going to do with that Mishnah Temurah? So what you do with the Mishnah Temurah is that it's going on Kachim Kalim, and it's going according to Rav Yosi HaGlili. Okay, good. That is all, admittedly, the complicated part. The remaining section of this Gemara right now is going to just simply go over everything we now know. It's going to be a little bit easier. Now, as far as the original Brisa, cannot be going like Rav Yosi HaGlili, because in the original Brisa, it says somebody who sells his carbon Ola and his carbon Shlamim. And you know, Rav Yosi HaGlili, who says that the Kashim Kalim is Mamun Balim, can only be going on Shlamim, it can't be going on Ola, and a carbon Ola, because it's not Kashim Kalim, it's Kachim Kachim. V'hasha Dukme Rav Yosi Elahi, and now the Gemara just simply says that, look, and now that we know that according to Rabbi Oshia, and the way that he explained the Mishnah Temurah that's talking about Karban Pesach, so now that tells us that according to Rabbi Oshia, Karban Pesach, when a person's makdish it, he's makdish it but with withholdings. In other words, he holds back on the Kedusha. So, my heed to Rabbi Oshia did not. So the Gemara says, okay, now that we're here, so can we go over now the sheet of Rav Oshia? Meaning the Gemara over here admittedly is a little bit backwards, meaning we first discussed it in the context of our Gemara without first giving the Mishnah and Temurah, without first going through the sheet of Rabbi Oshia and the sheet of Rabbi. But now the Gemara is gonna basically catch us up. Mahi de Rav Oshia, what is the sheet of Rav Oshia? So here did none. So here's the Mishnah in Temurah. So So you give the Zona a Karban as payment. Hare Elu Matarim, the Karban's going to be fine. Ofos to Chulin. Now if you give her birds, which are Chulin, Hare Elu Asurim, this is going to be Asur, meaning the birds are going to have the status of Esnan. Shaya Bedin. Now the Mishnah over here continues. And the Mishnah says that I could have made the following argument. Uma imukdashim shehamum posel bahen. Now, when it comes to a Karban, where it is eligible to become blemished, its Kedusha is so sensitive that it can become blemished. Now, when it comes to a bird, so a physical blemish does not disqualify a bird. Only mechusar aver, only if it's missing a limb, is a bird going to be disqualified. So how do I know now that an oaf could be subject to the Esnan disqualification? Because of the pasuk. The pasuk says lichol neder. Good, and it's coming to include birds. So kavacham lemukdash miyata. So the Gemara says, so now that I know the birds are included, so now let's go in the other direction. A kavachomer as it relates to mukdashim. So ma ofa she'ena mon posa bahem esan mechir chal aleihem. Now, when it comes to a bird, where look, it's kadosh, obviously it's a carbon, but not even subject to a mum, to a physical blemish, and yet it's gonna be eligible to get the esnan disqualification. Mugdash and shamun posa bahem. Eino din she'esan mechir chal aleihem. So if I have a carbon, even though it's already a carbon. So can't we make an argument that it should get the status of being an esnan? So tamalamar lichol neder pratlan ador. So lichol neder tells me that the only thing that's going to get the esnan status is only going to be something that wasn't yet a carbon. In other words, you give her an animal that's not yet a carbon, but a carbon itself is certainly going to be in principle subject to the esnan disqualification, but we have a drasha. And now the Gemara says, okay, so what just happened over here? At the time of the Kasav Rechman and Neder, Halav Ha'achyahav, Amin HaMukdashim Chal Isser Esnan Aleihen. So the Gemara says, now wait one second. We had a drasha that tells us that if a man gives a woman a karban as payment for services rendered, so it's going to, the drasha tells us it's not going to have the status of an Esnan. But you remove the drasha, and that means that the karban's going to have the status of Esnan? The Gemara says, how does that work? So, ein adam oser davashena shalom. How can you give status to something that doesn't belong to you whatsoever? All right. So, in other words, now we're here. Now, in other words, the Mishnah in Temura telling us that we have a drasha that tells us at the end that the carbon that the man gives the woman as payment for his zona is not going to have the status of esnan. But you take away the drasha, and that means that without the drasha, the default is that it would have the status of esnan. How can a carbon get any status? It's not yours. So Amar Rabbi Oshia ben Mamana Zona Pischo of Rabbi. So here we are. So this is Rav Oshia's answer. The Mishnah in Temura is talking about where it is a carbon Pesach, and it's going according to the Shita of Rabbi. And again, now we could say it again, and hopefully with even better understanding. Meaning that according to Rabbi Oshia, his understanding is that when you're Maktish a carbon Pesach, you don't give it full Kedusha. There's a shiur, you're holding back somehow in ways I cannot describe. So it is, you're not giving it the full kedushas carbon Pesach. You're holding it back. So there therefore is room for there to be bialus and ownership over it. And that goes according to the sheet of Rebbe. The sheet of Rebbe, what sheet of Rebbe? I'm so happy you asked. That's the Gemara's next question. So my Rebbe, what is exactly the sheet of Rebbe? So the sheet of Rebbe is the Tanya with the price of im yimat habayis miyos miseh, hecheyoso miseh. You are allowed to sustain yourself from the Karban Pesach. So, Mechde Achila. So, and Velo Mechde Mekach. Now, what does that mean? It means that when you sell your shares of the Karban Pesach to others who want to register as part and parcel of your Karban Pesach, so you can sell shares. What can you do with the proceeds of that sale? So the Tanna Kamma says, that what you could do is anything necessary for the carbon Pesach itself. We'll give examples in just a moment. But velo mikdei mekach. But if you want to buy a new suit, let's say for example, with the money that you gained from that sale, that you can't do. Rebbe Omer. So here we are. Here she does Rebbe. Rebbe says af mikdei mekach shim ein lo memana acher imo apischov al chagigaso umal shebiyado chulin. Rebbe says you could do whatever you want with the money. And again, we'll give examples in just a moment. And that's true not only with your carbon Pesach, but it's also true with your carbon Chagig as well. Because it's for this very reason that the Jewish people were Makdish to carbon Pesach, meaning when they were Makdish to carbon Pesach, they did so with the understanding that other people are going to buy in. And therefore, with that understanding now, the money that's given to them is going to be chulin money. Now, Rabbi Zera, so on this machlokas that we just learned together between the Tanakam and Rebbe, so now the Gemara wants to know. So Rabbi Zera Chanamar, Be'etzim Litzliaso, Kuliamalo Pligi. Look, what do you want to do with that money of the proceeds of that sale? If you want to buy wood in order to roast the carbon Pesach, everyone agrees to Kevin to Tekant the Pesach, who could go for the Pesach dummy. So that for sure is going to have the status of something necessary for the carbon Pesach. And so therefore the money certainly could buy wood to roast. The machlokus is whether or not you could take the money that you gained from the sale of the Karban Pesach in order to buy a matzah marer. Rabbanan Savri ha achila achrita hi, according to the Tanna Kamma, no, that's something separate and different. And you can't not buy a matzah marer. And Rabbi Savar, kevin de achshere de Pesach, hu kegufa de Pesach dummy. What do you mean? That's not part and parcel of Karban Pesach? Of course matzah marer are part and parcel of Karban Pesach. And therefore the money that you that you earned from selling the from selling shares in the Karban Pesach, so you could buy with it matzah and you could buy with it mara. Now chad amar, that's one way to understand the machlokas. Now the other way is b'matzah mara nami kolei amalo pligi dechsev amatzah somarim yochluhu dekevim demachshirin the Pesach ninu kepesach dami. No, according to the other amara, even by matzah mara, there's no debate. Matzah and Marah are considered part and parcel of the Karban Pesach. You're selling shares of your Karban Pesach. Everyone will tell you that not only can you buy the firewood, not only can you, you could also buy matzah and Marah as well. So keep pligi. The only debate is, and that is likach bo chaluk likach bo talis. Can I buy a new suit? Rabbanan Savre, mi yos misam archmana, hecheyoso lise. So according to the Tanakama, you can't do that. Because mi yos misam means that there is a chiyus, there's a sustaining. But a sustaining only earmarked towards the seh. Meaning if it's going to facilitate me eating the Karban Pesach, i.e. the firewood to roast it, i.e. the matzah mara that comes along and is eaten together with it, fine. But you want to buy yourself a new suit with that money, that you cannot do. And Rebbe Savar, hecheye atzmecha miseh. And Rebbe will tell you no, that what you could do is that you can sustain yourself from the seh. That is all the machlokas of the Tanakam and Rebbe in terms of what you could do with the proceeds of the sale when you're selling off shares of your Karban Pesach to people who want to buy in. Good. And now, how is it that the money that now you pocketed is chulin money? So again, we just went through Rav Oshia's way of understanding it. Rav Oshia says it's because when you were makdish the Karban Pesach, there was a shiur. You were makdish it in its entirety. You left open an opportunity for people to buy in so that when they take their hektish money, so now the Kedusha can be transferred on the part that was withheld by you in the Karban Pesach. That is all Rav Oshia's understanding. Great. Now what we get to do is we get to go over Abaye's understanding. Now, Ula Abaye da Amar, Ilav Duk mi Rabbi Oshia lihei b'mamanazon apischol v'rabbi, have mukmin ala b'kashim kalim v'ali b'd Rav Yosei Aglili, da Amar kashim kalim mamon balim hi, ava b'pesach lo mishayu inish. But now we get to go over what we saw on the top of the Amud. Abaye says, I don't agree. I fundamentally disagree with Rabbi Yoshia in terms of what happens when a person is makdish Karban Pesach. What happens when a person is makdish Karban Pesach? I'll tell you according to Abaye. What happens is that the animal is kadosh in its entirety. There is no shear. There's no withholding whatsoever. And as far as the Mishnah and Temur is concerned, the Mishnah and Temur is talking about kashim kalam according to the sheet of Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Wonderful. That's all the sheet of Abaye. And as far as now, how is the money chulin? The answer is very simple. We saw this already. The Gemara is repeating this right now. And that is because when people were mafresh their money, they understand the money. I'm not imbuing the money with Kedusha. I just want to simply buy into somebody's Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, all this is very good. This is Abaye's understanding. But can we just go over the brisa that we just learned together? Haketani behedja, amanas keni tishi yisrael es pischeim. You know the brisa that we just read according to the Shita Rebbe? It sounds like that's how people are makdish their Karban Pesach. It certainly sounds like Rabbi Yoshia, that when you're makdish the Karban Pesach, you're doing so in an unusual way, i.e., you're withholding some of the Karban Pesach so that people can buy into the Karban Pesach. It really does sound like Rav Oshia. It does not sound like Abaye. So the Gemara in defense of Abaye says, Ema, amnas keni tishi yisrael ma'os pischeim. So what Abaye will do is he'll just simply insert, read the word maos into the brisa. So the thing that's unique and unusual is not the Karban Pesach, but rather the money that's set aside in order to buy into the Karban Pesach. Adkan, that's the first half of today's daf. Admittedly, a complicated daf, part of the daf, but really, if we could just distill it and summarize the basic point, You purchase for yourself a Karban Pesach. You're makdish the animal as a Karban Pesach. Good. Other people now can come in and register of the Karban Pesach. Registration is what? So they're going to give you money so that they can now participate and be part of this Karban Pesach. Good. The Braisa says that the money that now that you put into your pocket is chulin money. Even though when they set aside the money, they were mafrish that money, which presumably means that they were makdish the money. And you pocket the money now and the money now is chulin. Great. The question that the Gemara now has spent an amud dealing with, Sadi Amud Aleph, is a really simple question with two different answers. And that is, that money that you put in your pocket, how is that chulin money? Meaning they imbue that money with Kedusha because they set it aside for Karban Pesach. You already were makdish your Karban Pesach, So there was no transfer. There was no pidyon. There was no redemption. There was no transfer. So how did the money that just went into your pocket serve as chulin money? And the answer is one of two possibilities, which I'm just going to say over now, nice and simple and succinctly. And that is either Rav Oshia's approach or Abaye's approach. Rav Oshia's approach is that when a person is makdish the Karban Pesach, they're not makdish the Karban in its entirety as one entity of Kedusha, but rather they're only going to be makdish part of it. They're going to withhold some of it as still chulin animal. So that's how other people can come in and buy in. Good. That is Rav Oshia. More conceptually speaking, how does this work exactly? The Gemara does not go through the details, but that's all Rav Oshia. Whereas according to Abaye, no, when I'm makdish my Karban Pesach, I'm giving it the full Kedusha, period. It is now a Karban Pesach. How can people sort of say buy in? It's very simple, according to Abaye. And that is that the money that they set aside is not Maos Hekdesh. They earmarked that money as money they're going to buy Karban Pesach, but they didn't imbue that money with Kedusha. Meaning the money itself was never Kedusha money. It always was Chula money, just with the understanding that they're going to buy into my Karban. That's Abaye's understanding. Okay, and so therefore, that results now in two different ways in terms of how to understand how the money that I pocket is Chula money. The money that I pocket is Chula money, what can I do with that money? So now that goes back to another machlokus we saw on the Amud Aleph of today's daf. Either, according to the Tanakhama, the only thing I could do with that money is anything that will supplement the Karban Pesach, and the machlokus amarim exactly what that is, either buying firewood or even matzah marur, which is to be eaten together with the Karban Pesach. According to Rebbe, you could do whatever you want with that money, meaning that money is your money, and you can buy yourself a new suit, says the Gemara. You could do whatever you want with that money. Good, Adkan, that takes us to the first half of today's daf. All that would be really good, but we do have now another Amud of Daf to go through. Today's a kind of day where the Daf Yomi is just, it's not enough time. All right, but let's do this. Azav Sharash De Rios, we have Azav who saw two Rios, and I'm not going to go through the lengthy introduction necessary right now in terms of knowing the differences between Azav and Azava. Azav Baal Shte Rios. As we go through it all, I will say it all, hopefully I'll say it all correctly. And on another occasion, we'll go through a lengthy introduction. So Azav Shirash Tevriyos, so we have a man who had two discharges, who has to count now, he has to count seven Shivanakim. He tovels on the seventh day. That night he's going to be Tar. Shochtan alav b'shvi. So for him now, if the 14th day of Nisan happens to come out on his seventh day, so that's great. So Rosh Shalosh, if our man had three discharges, which is not only going to require him to count Shivnikim, but also have to bring a carbon on the eighth day. So Shochtan alav b'shmini shalosh. So what you could do now is you could bring a carbon for him on day eight. Because on day eight, after he brings his carbonus, he's going to be tar legamri. Now Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. Now we're going to do the same thing regarding a woman. Now Shochtan alav b'shmini shalosh. So let's say the woman had a re'ias zava. She had a ziva discharge. Now, for a woman, it gets a little bit more complicated because a woman has a schedule 7-11. 7 days are Yemei Nida. The next subsequent days are what's called Yemei Ziva. Any discharges that occurs during those days are going to be categorized as a Zava discharge, not a Nida discharge. Again, I know I'm going through this quickly, but the idea is that if she had one discharge, so she now has to wait, she has to count one clean day. The subsequent day, the second day after the day which she had the Zava discharge, where there on the second day she'll tovel in the mikvah, then that night she'll experience Erev Shemesh, and then she'll be able to eat karban. So what you could do is shochtin la b'sheni shalah, you could shech the karban pesach on behalf of her on day number two. Now Rosh Hashanah Yamim, now if the Zava saw on 2 days, meaning that during her Yemei Ziva, she saw on 2 consecutive days. So now she's still considered a Zava Katana. She has to wait Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. She only has to wait one clean day, which means that if on day one and day two, she discharged. So now on day three, assuming that she didn't discharge, she'll tov in the mikvah, herev shemesh, and then she'll be able to eat karban. So shochtin la b'shlishi, that's what the Mishnah says. You could shecht on behalf of her on her third day with the assumption that she will experience a successful herev shemesh. Hazava. But when you're talking about a Zava Gadola, so now, Shochtan Allah B'Shmini. So for her, it can only be day 8. Why? Because for the Zava Gadola, she'll have to weigh Shiva Nekiyim. She'll Tova on the 7th day. She'll experience Harif Shemesh, but she's still Mechusar Kippurim. She has to bring her Karbanos on day 8, and that's why the only way Keshach Karban Pesach on her behalf is only if day 8 falls on the 14th and not day 7. Again, I know I went through that quickly, but I'm Rav Yudam Arav. The Gemara now continues, Shochtan V'Zokan Al Tvul Yom Mechusar Kippurim, that one can shecht and sprinkle the blood on behalf of somebody who is either a Tvul Yom or Mechusar Kippurim, meaning they already toveled in the mikvah, they just need Harav Shemesh, or alternatively, they're on their 8th day like we just described, and they're Mechusar Kippurim, they haven't brought their karbanos yet. The Ein Shochtan V'Zokan Al Tamei Sheretz. But what they cannot do is that they can't shecht on the top of the Amud Beis. What they cannot do is they cannot shecht or do zrika on a Tamei Sheretz. Now, Tamei Sheretz, that means to say, somebody who has Tumah Sheretz, who has not yet toveled in the mikvah, so according to Rabbi Yehuda Merav, you can't shecht on behalf of that individual. Now, why not? Well, hold that thought for just a moment. Ula Amar Shochtan V'Zorchan HaTamei Sheretz. Now, Ula says, no, of course you can. Now, for Ula, explanation is really simple. Because your Tami Sheretz, here's what you'll do. You'll tov in the mikvah, and that night with Harav Shemesh, you'll be tohor. Now, l'rav, maishna tvul yom, dechazi l'orta. In fact, now we're just going to turn our attention to Rav. Rav, I don't understand your position. Now, you said that by tvul yom, you can check on behalf of a tvul yom. Meaning you already tovled in the mikvah. And you know why? Because tonight, he'll be tar legamri, chazi l'orta. So Tami Sheretz nami chazi l'orta. So can we say the same thing regarding a Tami Sheretz? Meaning, according to you, Rav, if you could shecht the Karban Pesach on behalf of a Tvul Yom, so why can't you shecht on behalf of somebody who's Tami Sheretz? So the answer the Gemara proposes is Mechusar Tvila. Well, somebody who's Tami Sheretz needs to tov on the mikvah. So the Gemara says, Tvul Yomi, nami Mechusar Harav Shemesh. Well, our Tvul Yom, do you know that currently, right now, he is not able to eat Karban, and it's only with Harav Shemesh that he's able to eat Karban? I still don't see the difference. So the Gemara says, Shimshim Mimela Arva. Well, as far as the sun and setting is concerned, that's automatic. He doesn't have to do anything for that. So Mechusar Kippurim Nami, Ha Mechusar Kapara. The Gemara says, really? Well, didn't you just say moments earlier that you could shecht the Karban Pesach on behalf of a Tvul Yom? And you said you could shecht Karban Pesach on behalf of Mechusar Kippurim. Now, Mechusar Kippurim, he needs to bring Karbanos. So that is something where it's not going to happen automatically. So the Gemara says, Shekino Biyado. So the Gemara says, well, he's holding the birds in his hands. So once he shows now that he's totally prepared to bring his Karbanos, so we're going to shecht Karban Pesach because we know that he's ready to bring the Karbanos to make him Tahor. So the Gemara says, Tami Sheretz Nami, Hare Mikvah Lafanav. All right, so I'm still not following what the difference is. You have somebody who's a Tami Sheretz. The mikvah is right there. I say right there. I don't know what I'm pointing at. But in other words, but he can go to the mikvah. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Doma Pasha. The Gemara says, well, he can be a Poshea. So Yachim Mechusi Kippurim Nami, Doma Pasha. Okay, Mechusi Kippurim could also be a Poshea. So the Gemara finally says, well, maybe we could strike the following difference. Kigon de Masrina LeBezdin. The birds were given over already to the Kohanim. Right? The Gemara here calls the Bezdin, but Bezdin over here means the Kohanim. As far as the Kohanim, we are fully confident of the fact that the Kohanim take care of the Karbanos in a timely fashion. Right? Connected with the idea of Kohanim's Rizimhein. Okay, really good. So, what comes out now is that our understanding of Rav is the following. You are Tvul Yom, which means you're already toveled in the mikvah, and now you just need Harav Shemesh. And now somebody wants to shecht Karban Pesach on your behalf, so Rav says, that's great. You're Mechusar Kippurim, which means that's the 8th day, and the Karbanos were already handed over to the Beis Din Shel Kohanim. So you're also going to be fine. But according to Rav Yehuda Merav, if you're a Tami Sheretz, and now somebody says, and you go over now to a group and say, I'd like to participate in your Karban Pesach, and can you shecht on my behalf, and I will tovel in the mikvah, and then obviously afterwards I'll experience Harav Shemesh and I'll be good. So according to Rav Yehuda Merav, it doesn't work. Now, at this point in time, why doesn't it work? So right now, what we think is because of the person being a poshea, meaning it's a derabbanan, it's a din derabbanan. So the Gemara says, Ula rab midaraisa mechse chazei, v'rabbanan hu degazra bei. So right now, that's what we're thinking, that midaraisa really does work. It just happens to be a gzera derabbanan. Alam amarav, the Gemara says, okay, but let's go back 10 blot in the Masechta. And now let's take ourselves back. We're right now currently on Daf Tzadi. Let's go back to Daf Pei. And on Daf Pei, you remember, we had half the Jewish people being Tamei and half the Jewish people being Tahor. And what was Rav's solution? The Gemara over there on that Amud had two possible solutions. What was Rav's solution? And that was, be Matami somebody b'sheretz. Oh, you're Matami somebody b'sheretz. Now you've tipped the scale. That was Rav's solution to the problem. Okay, without going back over all the details of exactly how that helps, but that was Rav's solution. So now, here's the problem. If, according to Rav, somebody who's Tamei Sheretz is really Chazim Midaraisa, so when you're Matami somebody with Tumah Sheretz, you have not tipped the scales. This still, the balance is still 50-50. Because Midaraisa, he is Mechse Chazi, still fit to offer the Karban Pesach. Okay, so that's what's called a problem. El Larav, Midaraisa Nami Lo Chazi. So now here's what we're going to have to say. And that is, according to Rav, it's not a psul de Rabban, it's actually a psul de Raisa. Dichsiv, and how do I know that? Because it says, Ishish ki yeh tamil lenefesh. So the Torah says that somebody who's tamil lenefesh, milo askinen, shechal shvi shalol lios berav Pesach, da'ainu tamah sheretz. Now, the Torah, although the Torah says that when a person is tamay mace, he can't offer karm Pesach, the Torah is not super specific about where exactly is he in the tumah process, but presumably we're talking about he's on day 7. And even though it's the final day, he can't offer Karban Pesach. Now, somebody who's Tamei Mace on day 7 of his Tara process is tantamount to a Tamei Sheretz. That's Tumah Sheretz, V'amar Rechman and Nitzche. And so if our Tamei Mace now is going to get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, and obviously that's Midar Raisa, so too is our Tamei Sheretz. Now, V'chitem, and then the Gemara says, now I know you want to push back on that. And V'chitem, Mimai Dahachi, how do I know that that's in fact the case? Savar Laki Rebbe Yitzhak, how do I know that? So the Gemara's answer is Sarva like Rebbe Yitzchak da Amar, because he's holding like Rebbe Yitzchak that says Tamei Mace Mitzvah Hayu. That these people who went to Moshe and said that they were Tamei Mace, it wasn't just any kind of Tumas Mace, but Mace Mitzvah. Shechal Shvi Shalem Lios Berva Pesach. And not only was it a Mace Mitzvah, but their seventh day fell out on Pesach. And how do I know that? Shenemer V'lo Yachlu La'asos HaPesach. By Yom Ahu, they couldn't do the Karban Pesach on that day. And the diuk is actually, it's a really strong diuk. By Yom Ahu, de'enu yachol asos, aval lemachar yachol asos. Okay, they couldn't do it on that day, but had they had one more day, they could have done it. And yet, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Good. So the psul of a Tamei Sheretz, according to Rav, is not a psul de Rabbanan, but rather a psul de Oraisa. And the Gemara wants to know whether or not this position of Rav is supportable or not, to none. And so what do we have? We're going to go back to our Mishnah. We're going to take a look back at our Mishnah. So Tanan, Zav Shirash Te Riyos, Shochtin La Bishvi'i. So when I have a Zav Bal Shte Riyos, so Shochtin La Bishvi'i, on the seventh day, Kishach Karban Pesach on his behalf. So my love, Delo Tovel. Now, the Mishnah doesn't tell us this, and it's important information. Did he Tovel? Did he not Tovel? Now, that's going to make a big difference. Because if you ask Rav the question, and our Zav Bal Shtei Riyos hasn't tovel the mikveh yet, so Rav would tell you, you can't shech the Karban Pesach on his behalf. And meanwhile, the Mishnah says he can. So Ushma min hashochtim zochen al Tamei Sheretz. So the Gemara says, lo de tovel. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you're not understanding the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he already toveled in the mikveh on Shvi. Then and only then can you shech Karban Pesach on his behalf. He tovel my kamashmalan. The Gemara says, okay, so good, so he tovel. Now, you want to tell me what the chiddush is? The Gemara says, yeah, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Avagav the mechusa harav shemesh, the shimsha mimei larva. Yeah, he's missing harav shemesh, meaning he can't eat the Karban Pesach right now, but with harav shemesh, he would be able to eat Karban Pesach. That's why, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. We can anticipate Harav Shemesh coming. It's coming automatically. And currently right now, you can shech Karban Pesach on his behalf. Hachinami Mistar, but the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. I think this is not just good pshat in the Mishnah. I think it's excellent pshat in the Mishnah. Midiktani Sefer, because go on in the Mishnah. Rao Shosh Riyah Shochtin Lav, Bishmini. Let's say our man had 3 discharges, making him now a Zav, not only having the need to count 7 days, but also bring Karbanos on day 8. Iyamart Bishlama, Zav Sharash Te Riyah Shochtin Lav Bishvi'i, the Tavil. So, if you want to tell me that a Zav Bal Shtei Riyos, where you were chefing on it on for him on day seven, where there he already toveled itzterich. So now I understand the next point of the mission. The next point of the mission is actually making a new chiddush. Because Salkadatka min Ra'ashte Rios Bishvihu Dolo Mechusa Maisa Ava Ra'ashosh Bishmina de Mechusa Maisa Mechusa Kapara Lo. So I would have thought that, look, for Avashte Rios who already told the mikvah, so there, what action points need to be done? Nothing. But for the Baal Shalosh Rios, who now has to bring Karbanos on day eight, without the Mishnah, I could have made an argument, you have to bring Karbanos, you're Mechusa Kapara. So maybe you can't shech Karban Pesach. So, Kamash Malan, Daf Agav, the Mechusa Kapara, Shochtim Vizorkin Ilave. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that still you can shech on his behalf. Ela I Amar Ra Ashtei Re'ios Bishvi'i the Lo Tavil. And now, what do you want to tell me? You want to tell me that the Mishnah of Baal Shtei Re'ios is talking about somebody who didn't Tovo. So now, if that's in case the fact of the Mishnah, the Lo Tavo, so Ra Shalosh Bishmini Elamali, the next point of the Mishnah when now would produce no Chiddush whatsoever. Hasha Yeish Lamar, Rosh Devri Yos Beshvi, Delo Tavil, Detame Ma'al Yehu, Shachtin of Zarkin and Ilave, Raush Shalosh Bishmini, Detavale Beshvi, De Kalisha Tuma, Lo Koshkin, De Shachtin of Zarkin and Ilave. If you can shech Karban Pesach on a Baal Shtei Re'ios who hasn't toveled in the mikvah yet, where there, he's still in full tuma mode, and I can shech Karban Pesach on his behalf. So for our guy who's about Shalosh Re'ios on day eight, who already experienced toveling in the mikvah on day seven, Harif Shemesh after day seven, his tumah is tumah kalisha, it's a weaker tumah. So the Mishnah is not telling me anything at that point in time. So it must be that the case of a Baal Shtei Re'ios is talking about where it was day seven and he already toveled. Then and only then do I understand the next part of the Mishnah as being a chiddush. And the Gemara deflects all this. The Gemara says, no, lo tavo. Really, he didn't tavo. V'itzterich sakadat chamina b'shvihu debiyado l'sakein. And I could have made the following argument in terms of what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. You know, on day seven, even if he didn't tavo, everything's within his control. He'll tavo in the mikvah. Harif Shemesh, you don't have to do anything. Ava b'shmini on day eight, de'ein biyado l'akriv karban. He can't bring the karban. He needs others to bring the karban on his behalf. So, Ema Pashe Be Kohanim. So, you might have thought the Havamina. I might have thought the Kohanim would be Poshea. So, Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So, from the Mishnah itself, we don't have an absolute clear position in terms of our Zav Baal Shtei Re'ios, whether or not he did Tovel on day seven, and then and only then can you Shech Karban Pesach on his behalf, which is Shitas Rav. Or maybe no, maybe it's before he told in the mikvah, and still you could shech Karban Pesach on his behalf, and that would be and that would be the shita of Ula. Okay, so good machlokus between Rav and Ula, whether or not you can shech a Karban Pesach on a Tamei Sheretz who has not yet told in the mikvah. Rav says you can't, Ula says you can, and the on top of that, according to Rav, you can't. Why? So we thought originally that it was a psul de rabbanan. It turns out that it is a psul de araisa. Okay. Avazav shochtin. And would like to finish up to the Mishnah. We're going a little bit over time right now, but for a good reason. We're going to get to the Mishnah. Vazav shochtin tinitana kamedarevi adabar ava. Vazav shochtin ala bishvi shalom. The zavi kashacht on day seven. So Amarle, wait 1 second. That price that you just quoted makes no sense. Zava b'shvi shala michazia. What do you mean? A zava gedola? Day seven, she is not yet ready to eat karbanos. Afila mandam reshochtim zorkin al tamei sheretz. Even if I subscribe to Ula's position, hanimili, tamei sheretz, I'm talking about tamei sheretz, the chazia lorta. Tonight you'll be able to eat. Ha adlamacha demasi kapara lo chazia. But our zava gedola, so she can't eat until day eight. And not only can she not eat until day eight, she needs day eight and she needs to have the karbanos being brought for her. So Ema Bishmini. So the Gemara says, okay, we're going to have to edit the Braisa. The Braisa didn't mean day seven, the Braisa meant day eight. So Pshita. So the Gemara says, okay, now that we have an edited Braisa, so please tell me, is there a Chiddush in the Braisa? So you have a Zava Gedola. She has now gone through Shivan Akim. She's now on day eight. She brought her Karbanos. Now you can shech the Karban on her behalf. Yesher Koach. There's no Chiddush in it whatsoever. So Mao de Tema came to Mechusa Kaparolo. So Kamash Malan. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'll tell you the Chiddush. Chiddush is that even if the Kabbalists were not yet brought on her behalf, but again, we're going to say what we said earlier, is that once you hand it over to the Kohanim, we know the Kohanim are going to take care of it. Ravina Amar, Nida Tana Kameh. So Ravina says, no, let me help you in terms of the editing of the Braisa. Don't edit the word seven to become eight, but rather edit the word zava to become nida. So the Gemara says, we're talking about nida. So the Gemara says, really? V'hanida shochtun ala b'shvi. It's the nida who, where she's a nida, and it's the seventh day of her being a nida, so you can shech carbon Pesach on her behalf that night. You're shechting in the afternoon so that she can eat that night. So Amar Leh, so Rav Adar Bar Ava says, really? That's not a good pshat. So nida, Bishvi Michazia. So I feel a man that look, even if I subscribe to the Shita of Ula, so Dechazi Laorta. Yeah, because a Tami Sharetz can eat Karban Pesach that night. But Nida Laorta, Dishvi Hu De Tavla. But by Anida, when does she tov on the mikvah? Anida, and again, everything I'm saying right now is operating according to the strict letter of the Torah, without all the Durabbanans that were added on top of that. So bear with me. I'm just talking about, the Gemara is just talking about the halacha according to the strict letter of the law. And that is nida l'orta d'shvihu d'tavla. Anida, she's anida for 7 days, and then the night following the seventh day, then and only then she tovels in the mikvah. And now, ad shmina d'avda harashemesh lo chazya. When can she eat karm pesach? She still needs to experience Harav Shemesh, meaning to be with her husband. She can be with her husband that night after she tovels in the mikvah. But to eat karban, she needs tefila and she needs Harav Shemesh. You always need the combination of tefila and Harav Shemesh in order to eat karban. So she can't eat karban until the following night. So Ella Ema Bishmini. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we're going to need to edit it twice. We're going to need to edit and say not Zava, but rather Nida. And we're going to need to say not Shvi, but rather Shmini. So Pshita, the Gemara says, okay, but at this point in time, I think it's obvious. Okay, but now you have to tell me what the Chiddush is. Because now, she was a Nida. Day 7 was a day prior. So that means to say that the 14th now is day 8. And now you can shech the Karban Pesach on her behalf. So the Gemara says, I think it's pretty obvious. So Nida Itzrichle. The Gemara says, no, I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. So Hakamash Malan, Bishmini in, Bishvi lo. It's just to tell us that you can do it on day 8, but you can't do it on day 7. So the Gemara says, Kedetanya, and we're gonna have a brisa that spells this out. Kol chayvei tefilos, tovlin beyom. And then when it comes to those people who are obligated to tovel in the mikvah, they tovel during the day. Nida v'yoledes, tefilos and balayla, with notable exception of a Nida and a Yoledes where they tovel at night. Detanya yachol ye tovels mi bal yom. I might have thought that a nida should tovel during the daytime. Alamah shivas yamim tiyebi nida sa. She is in a state of nida for 7 complete days. Tehebi nida sa kol shiva. So v'yoledes itkesh nida. And as far as the yoledes is concerned, we have a hekesh of yoledes a nida in the parsha of yoledes. The Torah uses the word nida or a derivative of the word nida, and so therefore the two are connected via hekesh. Good adkan takes us to the Mishnah. Okay, tomorrow we talk about Onen. But in the meantime, however, a quick recap of today's daf. All right, admittedly, somewhat complicated daf, but the point of today's daf is as follows. Number one, when you receive money for people registering over your Karban Pesach, so that money now is chulin money, that's the entirety of the Amud Aleph. It's just, but the details are, how does that money become chulin money? That becomes complicated. Good. And the second part of today's daf is that when you are finishing your tumah, so, and tonight you're going to be able to eat Karban Pesach. So are you in fact going to be, can someone shech Karban Pesach on your behalf? So let's say you're a Tami Sheretz and you haven't yet toveled in the mikvah. So we had a machlokas today between Rav and Ula, whether Karban Pesach can be shech on your behalf. According to Rav, you can't. And it's a raisa, it's a drasha. And according to Ula, you can. Good. Adkan.